What's up, rap fans? Welcome back to the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. I'm Kyle French. Today is March 17th. We'll have some album reviews for No News Is Good News by Fonte and The Widow's Son by Apathy. And of course, we got to talk about what's hot right now, Lil Xan giving Tupac a 2 on the clout meter. I'll have my thoughts on that coming up later, and our 1998 Throwback Song of the Week. And we'll close it out with some new music announcements. But first things first, we get to our album reviews. We have No News Is Good News by Fonte, 39-year-old MC, originally from North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina, came up as a member of the rap group Little Brother Trio, also with his fellow MC Big Pooh and producer Ninth Wonder. And something cool about him is he was actually working at Belk, like the retail store. And this was after they released their first album. And he was on break or something, and he checked his phone. He had a voicemail from Pete Rock saying, "Yo, I heard your album. It was dope. Come to the studio. We got to work on some stuff." And he pretty much dropped everything he was doing. He just never went to work again a day in his life. And it clearly worked for him. He's not maybe the richest rapper, but definitely successful. And despite having done albums with Little Brother or collab albums with a bunch of different guys here and there, this is technically only his second individual studio album, and this would definitely fall under the umbrella of what they are calling now grown man rap or dad rap. And Jay-Z is probably going to end up being credited with starting this movement because 444 was a big commercial success. Everyone knew about it, and it was the first like huge album in this kind of subgenre, if you'd call it that. But the idea of this grown man dad rap concept has been around for a few years now, and it's definitely been growing, which is cool. And on No News Is Good News, we get a lot of life-based rap. We get a nice summary of the pivotal moments of Fonte's life in the past few years. There's full tracks dedicated to, you know, like his divorce, his new marriage, parenthood, the death of his father, just role models and people in the hip-hop community passing away as well. A lot of topics like that, just impactful things going on in his life. The one exception, really, is the track So Help Me God, which is number 2 on the track list. And I think it's just an early statement, kind of like, listen, I'm about to go into some more personal, you know, introspective stuff, but I'm just going to leave this here at the beginning just so all the other rappers know they still can't fuck with me. Like, I can still eat the mic up when I want to, but I'm just going to put this at the front to give you a reminder, and then I'm going to get to what the album's really about. And that's kind of what I thought that track did. It was a great song, too. And there's definitely an emphasis on lyricism on this album, but it's very conversational. It's as if he's sitting you down and speaking to you one-on-one. It's like it's just more of a conversation than, like, bars, you know, like or something like that. It's not like he's going in, but he's more of just, like, a songwriter on this album. And one of my favorite things that he does is he shows the capability to rap and sing. He can attack tracks in plenty of different ways. There's a diversity of styles on here. Some that stood out where he actually, like, the track Change of Mind, he pretty much sings the whole thing. And it's impressive, like, vocally. It's not just a rapper trying to sing a chorus. Like, he sounds like he could hold his own and really put together an album in that style, which is impressive. And then on the track Euphoria, I actually was getting some Kid Cudi vibes off of this, like, low kind of emotional, like droning vocal sound, which was pretty cool as well. And Fonte is very honest and open about his thoughts and feelings on here. It can make for depressing songs at times, actually. My favorite song on here, the best moment, was the track Cry No More. And it's a deep look at like the cycle of parenthood. He's reflecting on the passing of his father and talking about how he maybe didn't lead the most honorable, clean life. Fonte kind of did the same. And now he's kind of worried about his future and how it'll affect his kids. And he even has a line on here that really stuck out to me where he says, "By the time you realize that your father was right, you'll probably have your own son telling you that you're wrong." And that was just like a crazy realization that he came to that really struck me. But why I say it feels kind of depressing is because he comes to it almost like as a helpless realization, like these things are inevitable and you're never really going to fix it. And it was like, there's no like positive spin at the end of the track. It was just kind of like, you know, this is it. This is reality. And he kind of did that for a, a couple songs in here. Definitely the middle patch is kind of dreary, like sad, weighty topics. He gets into a track kind of about his divorce on Change of Mind as well. And he worries about his personal health and his community after seeing like Fife Dog, Prodigy, and Combat Jack, like hip hop icons, pass away. And it was pretty dark in the middle there. It definitely does brighten up as he gets to the track like Sweet You, where he celebrates the newfound love and his new marriage. And the production definitely gets a lot lighter and sunnier toward the end of the album. And that was one thing about the production that I thought was really cool. It was very organic, and it was really trying to match the mood and attitude that he was feeling from track to track. And I thought it did a solid job of reflecting his emotions. It kind of sounded like a little bit of a downscale version of what the Roots would put together. And he also shares, you know, similarities with the Roots lead MC Black Thought. I thought their delivery style and definitely some of their subject matter was similar, as the Roots and Black Thought in general have kind of transitioned more to a grown man, mature style of rap. So overall, I definitely enjoyed this album. Thought it was really well written. The only criticisms I really have of it is it's not too catchy. There's not a lot of songs that are going to stick in your head. There's definitely not any real, like, you know, party songs or songs you'd bump in the car or anything like that. Not that there have to be, of course. I just don't know if there's enough songs that are going to captivate a wide audience to really make this a big album, which I think Fonte understands, and he's cool with that. But just something to look out for if you're going to check it out. And there wasn't a whole lot of structure on it. I mean, the songs were, like I said, well written, but it didn't feel like there was an overall concept to this. It was just kind of like, moment of my life, I want to tell this story, I want to touch on this event. And it was not like it was random, because most of the feelings and emotions were similar, but it just didn't have like an overall pattern or flow of a pattern or a concept. And then again, just be ready for, you know, a good 10-15 minute stretch where it's a little dark. So That's No News Is Good News by Fonte. Best tracks: Cry No More, So Help Me God, Pastor Tigolo, Change of Mind, and Find That Love Again. Worst tracks, I would say Such Is Life, just because it was the most forgettable song for me. And The Rescue, it's the intro, and I actually like the song, but it just kind of gets caught up. It comes before So Help Me God, and it feels separated from the rest of the album. And it's a little bit more of a upbeat, frantic intro that didn't really give a good preamble to a more somber album that No News Is Good News was going to be. So I'll throw that there, but really, I mean, I liked most of these songs. I would recommend, if you like Black Thought, Common, or Open Mic Eagle, and I would rate this an 8, light 8 out of 10. Definitely a good album, top 5 of the year, maybe even top 3 so far. So yeah, if you're into more of a mature style of hip-hop, this is definitely for you. I'm going to play 2 tracks. I'll play Cry No More and Change of Mind, 2 of my favorite tracks from No News Is Good News by Fonte.
And I didn't understand it at the time, but it was teaching me about life.
They asked me where I've been, dog. I've been rebuilding with my whiz and children. Put my pops in the ground, then hit the repass and ate the same shit that killed them. Your habits didn't deviate, just thought you would appreciate. My mom's used to say I was a whore just like you. So mom, I ran through even more just to spite you. And pop, my health is doing pretty good despite you. I try so I don't die at 54 just like you. Cold, I'm one snowflake away from an avalanche. My first teachers were masters of self-sabotage. My mama walking slower these days, she got a stint. Still on them Newports, where's your fucking common sense? Pardon my French, I'm just still unconvinced. As young as you are, soon I'll be taking care of you. I get it, you're the one who did the raising, I'm the son. But I'm not ready to cry at your Lorraine hands bury you. You can't undo it, you either succumb to it, make the adjustment or just become numb to it. Looking over your life like what have I done to it, knowing your bloodline is the river that runs through it. My sons look at me these days and think I'm certified, preparing them for a world they'll be deserted by. Internalized black man, if you get a teaspoon of compassion, that's more than double the serving size. I get impatient, shit is taking too long. They don't get it, I really lived it, you can say what you want. Cause by the time you realize that your father was right, you probably have your own son telling you that you wrong. But be his ride or die, even if you two ain't seeing eye to eye. Teach them how to throw a punch, ride a bike, tie a tie, hold on to them while you can. This is just what I advise. You're a keeper and you know it. I'm lost in a bad dream. Heavy clouds, thunder rolling. Cause we don't see the same things. So if you need a change of mind, and if you need another way, release you from this pain of mine, and you can have a new. A shaker, all we ever do is break up, to make up, sorta like a nigga raised up, we raised up, nothing really when you stay down, it came up, threw some bitches out the Vegas, Jamaica, she ain't never slow the pitch down, a chained up, baby girl, like an ice your wrist, it's like an ice your fingers, you a life investment, you a life decision, first time in my life I made the right decision, cut the coca, then I cocaine the white defense, locked down, she was like a nigga co-defending, with my back against the wall, girl, I know you with me, yeah, hot sex in the morning under sun rays, we don't leave the crib on Sundays, you the one, yeah, 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 yeah.
Lost in a bad dream. Heavy clouds, thunder rolling. Cause we don't see the same thing. So if you need a change of mind, and if you need another way, yeah, release you from this pain of mine, and you can have a new.
That was Cry No More and Change of Mind by Fonte. I almost forgot to mention that Change of Mind track's got a pretty dope Freddie Gibbs feature on there. That guy's got an impeccable flow and definitely proved there that he can talk about more than just drugs, which is something he's been accused of in the past. So that's Fonte's No News is Good News. And we're going to move on now to our next album review, The Widow's Son by Apathy. And Apathy is actually from Willimantic, Connecticut. So we got to represent. You know, out here in CT, we don't get a lot of hip-hop artists, especially that make it, you know, big time. Not that Apathy is, you know, on the front page of hip-hop magazines and websites, but he's made a career for himself for sure. He's an underground East Coast rapper, all bars. Used to go by The Alien Tongue, actually, kind of a cool name. And he's part of the group The Demigods. And even though he's only 39, he was part of The Demigods as early as 1992. So he started in the game real young. You can do the math on that one. And Apathy is in full-fledged demigod form on this album, The Widow's Son. He honestly raps more from the perspective of a god than a man. It's over-the-top, braggadocio, intensely confident verses. Really not too many signs of like human emotion. It's just smack you in your face hip-hop. Embodies the East Coast rap style. Alpha killer mentality. I mean, he's more or less just on a lyrical crusade to try to kill every rapper standing in his way. And he's on traditional boom-bap instrumentals. He's got DJ Premier producing the track on here. Pete Rock as well. So you know what you're getting when you get some legendary East Coast producers like that on your album. And the most impressive thing about this album is, you know, obviously there is the intensity and just in-your-face nature of it. But to me, what impressed me the most was the meticulous rhyme schemes. And it just seems effortless for him. It's every track, just the transitions from bar to bar, just weaving these metaphors in and out of his songs with so many overlapping syllables and cool transitions. It's like hard to separate four bars. It's all just one long stream of words just connected by these really cool rhyme schemes. The subject matter and his flow stay for the most part the same, and this does lead to a little bit of a repetitive feel, I mean, yeah, apathy proves he's just a dominant force. And if you dare get in his way, he's just going to chew you up, spit you out, kick you to the side of the road, and keep moving. That's just the swag he's got on here. He's killing everybody. But there's not really much of substance being said, and it's the same kind of bold claims track after track. So it does kind of grow a little bit tiresome, and it makes a couple tracks feel like they're repeating themselves because they're really getting across the same exact message. And his flow, it doesn't get faster, it doesn't get slower, it doesn't really change intensity-wise, just one high-strung, going-in, attacking cadence. And so, although that is a little bit of a detriment to the album, what saves it and kind of balances it out is the feature cast on here. Almost every feature was incredible. He's just got a long list of underground legends, whether it's AG, self-titled, Pharoah Monch, Diabolik, Locksmith, just a bunch of these guys that you probably wouldn't have heard of unless you're like a real deep hip-hop enthusiast. Some of these guys I didn't even know. But they all come with some heat verses. And it's not like they switch up their subject matter that much, but just having a little bit of a change of energy, a little different flavor, a different voice, a little bit of a different flow, it just breaks it up really nicely. And that way, when Apathy comes back in with what we know he's going to give us, it doesn't sound stagnant anymore. It sounds like the first time you listen to him again, like, wow, this guy is incredible. He's got bars. And there are actually a couple songs that deviate from the norm a little bit. There's one track, Hypnosis, that has this like almost creepy, like haunted, dark horror movie beat going on in it. And it's a stark contrast instrumentally as well, because with most tracks being really boisterous and in your face and loud, this one's a little bit more laid back, and it really has Apathy on top of the beat. Instead of being one, which is usually nice, it's kind of him dominating the beat and just gives you a little bit of a different feel. And it really stood out. Like, I listened to the album the first time and I was like, I remember that song. Like, that it differentiated itself because the beat was so much different and he attacked it a little bit differently. So there are a couple of moments like that that do stand out. But my biggest problem with this album is there's not really any narrative. There's no songwriting ability here. There's no story to follow. There's not really any patterns, even within the songs themselves. Like, you could probably take any of these verses and just put them in any order on any song for the most part, and it would still make sense because they're not really that connected. Now, obviously, with the underground style where you just come in with hard lyrics, almost like a battle rap style, this isn't really that important, but it is something that detracts from the album a little bit. The one song that does have a narrative that I really do like is the outro, Obi-Wan, where it's a really focused idea as he raps about needing guidance like from his father. And he uses this like Star Wars sample of, I think it's like Princess Leia or somebody looking for like help from Obi-Wan. And he puts that in there like as the chorus. It almost comes off cheesy, but it's also a good, well-written song. And I respect him for that because most of the album was not in that style. But he definitely had to put this at the outro because it is so much different from the rest of the album. But I think it was important to him to get that on there. And it was one of my favorite songs. So overall, I definitely like this album. If you're looking for just some high-strung, energetic, lyrical rap, this is definitely for you. I mean, this guy is just, some of these tracks sound like he's going into war. Especially like the track, my favorite song, Never Fall Off. It sounds like it could be setting the scene for like a full army going into war. It's like that intense, which is really cool. So best tracks, that one, Never Fall Off, Hypnosis, Rise and Shine, and Obi-Wan. Worst tracks, the two I liked the least were The Widow's Son and Fist of the North Star. Both of these kind of have guitars mixed into the production kind of as the primary element. And for whatever reason, that just doesn't vibe with me. I don't like guitars mixed in with hip-hop. It just rarely works for me subjectively. And one of the reasons that I haven't really liked a lot of what Eminem has done recently, because he does a lot with guitars. But anyway, that might be more of a personal preference, but those two are my least favorite tracks. I would recommend, if you like, Inspect the Deck. I think vocally they're very similar. Sean Price, Kool G Rap, Cannabis. Like I said, just bars, alpha male mentality going in. So That's what you get here from the Widow's Son. I'm giving it a strong 7, mid to high 7. And I will play Never Fall Off and Hypnosis from Apathy's newest album, The Widow's Son.
The Babylon baby, walk amongst the lords and the ladies. Blood full of rabies, I'm straight out of Hades. Made from the elements of hatred, it's evident. Raised in the era when Reagan was president. The mark of the beast, seeing marks through the streets. Bodyguards and police, body parts of deceased. Headed parts of their speech, get the hearts of the weak. Study cell phone records, credit cards and receipts. Ghost nation, zombies, love to watch zombies. Governments who emulate Nazis and commies. Ponzi schemes, big dreams and dirty laundry. Cancer causes chemicals are constantly on me. The food's full of poison, the books full of lies. Planes fly by, leaving trails in the skies. Eyes full of tears, pour beers for their lives. I'm snatching up cakes every time a hero dies. Got that summertime shine, new eras and Air Maxes. Money under the mattress, money hungry and fascist. Money bloody with axes, sticky with blood of rappers. Wrapped up in bloody rags, saran wraps and plastics. Blood plasma that blasted and splattered, shattered and fractured. You maggots and scattered fragments all over your finer fabrics. I don't believe in magic, only in mathematics. Bullets and automatics, medicine for these addicts. I make moves like a boss, never taking a loss.
We will never fall.
It's a cold, cold world, but my heart pumps frost.
We will never fall.
I stay getting money, never rhyme soft. Middle finger in the air for suckers who fell off. I stay getting money, never rhyme soft. Middle finger in the air for suckers who fell off.
It's AG, and I was raised in the dirty. Named my son after the borough that birthed me. Named my daughter after the borough that birthed me. Mastered the music, never studied at Berkeley. Said it's your house, but you never home. Said he fly, look to me like he never flown. More powerful than crack, this shit is like adrenochrome. I bag it and push it like a salt and pepper song. Public enemy, welcome to the terror dome. You should've known better, I'm just better known. God don't fight for crowns and thrones. Casualty of war, he died on the metronome. Listen homie, my shit is
I pulled the sword from the stone, sat down on my throne, meditating like a monk in the zone. From my DNA strands locked deep in my bones, I extract on the track, make a million app clones. They got the earth under their spell with smartphones, hypnotized in a trance, a society of ants. No chance to advance, was raised on food stamps. I'm a government cheese baby with hand-me-down pants. Fall deep into the spell, take a seat, this is hell. People who remain asleep can't rebel. Listen to the voice when you hear a ringing bell. Go to the village square, throw poison in the well. Fluoridation, radio station radiation. Radios transmit poison to the nation. Stupid motherfuckers think just cause I'm a mason that I'm Illuminati or something to do with Satan. Your brain's been affected, a broke skipping record. Y'all are just sheep who follow a different shepherd. Watch what you read, it was written by a man. I be spitting certain shit only few could understand. Like knowledge of the Gnostics, Manly P. Hall. I in the center cause my family see all. At 33, Jesus turned water into wine. 33 degrees, 33 vertebrae in the spine. I'm Mecca, Kabbalistic science from the future. Built the pyramids with a deity's computer. Back on the block with the thieves and the lepers. Load max and set it off on tax collectors. Sneak under the fences and off-limit sectors. Stick up the kings for their nice gold scepters. Hood shit, everybody smoking on that good shit. Pagan rituals around a fire keep the woods lit.
Ancient philosophy and science derived a great deal of symbolical knowledge and insight from the study of the human body.
Straight up there for all of us started all day. It got me in the day. Somehow the words just hypnotized me.
Those are a couple samples from The Widow's Son by Apathy. That was Never Fall Off and Hypnosis. Solid underground East Coast rap album if you're into that type of thing. But now we got to move on to a much newer age of hip-hop here and discuss Lil Xan's rating of Tupac and how it's being perceived by other people in the hip-hop industry and community and such. So a little background, Lil Xan, if you don't know him, his name stands for Lil Xanax. Apparently he has since changed his name, like very recently, to go by his real name, which is just Diego, which I can respect because the name Lil Xan is glorifying the use of the drug Xanax. And I'm not really a huge fan, but you know, do what you do. Do what you do, young kid. But he was on Revolt's Clout 9 series. Basically, they ask an artist to rank on a scale of 1 to 10 the clout levels of various people, objects, things. It's a wide variety of things that they're rating on here. And one that came up for Lozanne was Tupac. And his immediate response was 2. 2. From 1 to 10 on the clout meter, he gave him a 2. And his reason was he's just boring. He makes boring music. And just as further reference, he was asked about other things, obviously, in this interview. I watched the whole thing. And he gave Sex Dolls a clout of 4. He gave face tattoos a clout of 8. A broken heart emoji a clout of 9. And God's Plan by Drake a clout of 8. All while giving Tupac a 2. Now, I know he gave his quick explanation of Tupac is boring, but I'm going to need like a long, drawn-out response, a full letter explaining how Tupac gets a 2 and blow-up Sex Dolls get a 4. I really need someone to sit me down and explain that to me, because I won't even get mad at him. If he says Tupac's music is boring, music is subjective, I'll disagree with him till I die. But if he thinks Tupac's music is boring, then go for it. Like, I don't care. I think his music's boring, and I'm sure he'll disagree with me there. So, you know, so be it. But to give a clout meter of 2, clout is literally how much impact you have on culture, basically. And Tupac defines that. Like, if you were going to make this a comparative scale, like, if you said, you know, rank NFL teams on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the Cleveland Browns, and 10 being the New England Patriots, you know, best and worst. If you're going to do that for hip-hop, and you're going to, you know, this clout meter or whatever, even for just culture in general, you'd be like 1 to 10, 1 being Lil Xan and 10 being Tupac. Those would be the scale that you'd be working with right there. No one has had more cultural impact or influence in hip-hop than Tupac, and it's not close. It really isn't. And that's not so much like a subjective measure. That's objective. Just walk around and ask people, ask anyone associated with hip-hop who has done the most for the culture and the community. It's Tupac, hands down. I mean, him, Kanye West would probably get mentioned, Jay-Z and Biggie might come up, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be unanimous. It's Machiavelli the Don, and I don't think it's that close. And just as some more facts to give Xan here, if you look at their Spotify monthly listeners, they have about the same number, which, congrats, Lil Xan. You got 8 million monthly listeners. That's pretty impressive for a guy who doesn't make good music. And Tupac also has 8 million. But the difference here is one man has been dead 22 years and counting, and the other is at the peak of his career, blowing up, and he's all over social media. He's all over hip-hop websites and editorials and everything, interviews, obviously, as he's on Revolt's Clout 9 here, and they have the same number of monthly listeners. So if a guy's been dead 22 years and people still listen to him just as much as the hottest new thing out, that's clout. That's clout. It's right there. And Lil Xan, he says Tupac's music is boring. I'll give you a couple lines from his biggest song, Betrayed. So this is a chorus. It says, Xan gon' make you, Xan gon' take you, Xan gon' fake you, Xan gon' betray you. Xan gon' make you, Xan gon' take you, Xan gon' fake you, Xan gon' betray you. I don't know. Personal preference, I think that's pretty weak. I don't know if you could find a Pac lyric worse than that. And then he's also got another track. I don't remember the name of this one, but the chorus is pretty much, I wake up, I throw up, I feel like I'm dead. I wake up, I throw up, I feel like I'm dead. I'm not vibing with it at all. Do what you want. Maybe he is the next big thing. Maybe his music will take off. Obviously, it somewhat has if we're talking about him. But I can't stand for this disrespect of Pac. If he thinks it's boring, whatever. But, I mean, you got to prove it and make some decent music yourself. So that's where I stand on this Lil Xan, Tupac, not even beef. He's just being a little disrespectful and hating on Tupac's legacy and legend status. And I wish Tupac had put out some music in 98 because I would have played it, obviously, to show respect for our 1998 Throwback Song of the Week. But unfortunately, he had passed away by that time, and no new music had come out from Pac in 98. So I won't be playing Tupac, but RIP to a GOAT. and his clout levels will never die. Lil Xan will probably be gone next year, 2 years, max. He'll be gone. Tupac will not. And that's when we'll know the hardcore, stone-cold facts of Tupac being a 10 on the clout meter and Xan being like a 2. But as I foreshadowed, we do have our 1998 throwback song of the week, and we are going with two of the most conscious rappers to ever come out of New York City. The track is Definition from the album Mos Def and Talib Kweli Are Black Star. Kind of their debut effort. They came through as a duo. After that, quickly split up into solo careers, doing their own thing. But they made a staple in the game with this album from a conscious standpoint. And also just this song Definition, the flows are crazy. Both of them are going in, lyricists to the highest degree, and always pack good messages and meaning into their songs. And really, without question, two of the most underrated MCs to ever get on the mic. So this is your 1998 throwback song of the week, Definition by Mos Def and Talib Kweli under their moniker Black Star.
Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of the mercy. All night, Sunday, sun cool. Follow me now. Listen, say hi, think yes, you're rolling hip hop. Say J-Roll, just you're rolling hip hop. Redefinition, say you're rolling hip hop. Say Black Soul, come to rock it up.
From the first to the last of it, delivery is passionate. The whole and not the half of it. Forecasting aftermath of it. Projectile and I'm blasting with accurate assassin shit. Me and Quali close like Bethlehem and Nazareth. After this, you be pressing rewind on top of your master this. Shining like an asterisk for all those in your gathering. Connecting like a roundhouse from the townhouse to the tenements. Cause all my Brooklyn residents, don't let heavy regiments. Don't believe, hear the evidence. We're Brooklyn. See that? Buy the ticket, all can't believe that. From where they send the tree at to where the police react. Tell them quality, equality, you tell them what we be at.
Brooklyn, New York City, where they paint murals of Biggie and Cash. We trust, cause this ghetto fabulous life look pretty. What a pity, blunts are still 50 cents, it's intense. Street sense is dominant, can't be covered with incense. My presence felt, my name is Quali from the eternal reflection. People thinking MC is shorthand for misconception. Let me meditate, set it straight. Came to the conclusion that most of these cats is featherweight. Let me demonstrate, walking the streets is like battling. Be careful with your body, you must know karate. You think your soul is bulletproof like Sade. Stop acting like a bitch already, be a visionary. And maybe you can see your name in the column of obituaries. Third grade teacher reading and talking about, I knew he'd amount to nothing. Neighbors like he was the quiet type, who'd have thought they was fronting. Talking loud like you and RCA, get carted away with body parts and trays. What a way to start your day. Yo, it's like
1, 2, 3, Mos Def and Talib Kweli. We came to rock it on to the tip top. Best alliance in hip hop. Why, oh, I said 1, 2, 3. It's kinda dangerous to be an MC. This shot to Pac and Biggie. Too much violence in hip hop. Why, oh,
Manhattan keep on making it, Brooklyn keep on taking it. So relax with the gimmick back, Red Hook where we're living at. Plenty guys be struggling and hustling and bubbling. It ain't about production and what is we discussing. When the cock crows, my crop grows, enable me to rock flows. Driving for perfection ever since I was a snot-nosed colossal. True original, B-boy apostle. Standing on a rooftop with the Zulu Gestapo.
You think you the shit, somebody in the wings will force you to quit. It could be your crew, a click, or some random kid you smoke Buddha with. Consider me the entity within the industry without a history. You're spitting the epitome of stupidity. Living my life, expressing my liberty. You gotta be done properly. My name is in the middle of equality. People follow me and other cats to hear them flow and assume I'm the real one with the lyrics like I'm Cyrano.
Still sipping with your well water imported from Pluto. 360 milliliters for all the believers in miles of kilometers. Most cats cannot precede us in the jungle with the leaders. We the lions, you the cheaters. A cypher who complete us as we come through your receivers. You can play us and repeat us and then take us home and read us.
Line for line.
Good Jesus, Mos Def and Kweli just make a pussy freeze up, think it over, ease up.
1, 2, 3, Mos Def and Talib Kweli. We came to rock it on to the tip top. Best alliance in hip hop. Kweli, I said 1, 2, 3. It's kinda dangerous to be an MC. Been shot to Pac and Biggie. Hold your head when the beat drop. Kweli.
That was Definition by Mos Def and Talib Kweli, and damn, I love that song. And also, if I couldn't play Pac, may as well get a song where they're name-dropping him on the chorus. That's the next best thing. And since that was 1998, that means we only have one more year of our throwback 90s tour Song of the Week countdown here. Next week will be 1999, and then we'll probably be back to other segments, or I might just go back to what I did earlier, where I'll play like the hottest new song of the week, especially if there's something big that comes out. So that'll probably be what that turns into a couple episodes from now, but you still have 1999 to look forward to next. And we're almost done with the show, but of course we got to finish out with some new music announcements. So I'm a little late here, but March 9th, we got Bobby Tarantino 2 by Logic, his newest mixtape installation. We got Lil Boat 2 from Lil Yachty. Is it his comeback? Is it not? Who knows? We got Ray Ray from Summer Hill by YFN Lucci. From the one time I listened to it, probably his best album to date by far. And then we also got August Green by August Green, which is a collection of Common, Kareem Riggins, and Robert Glasper. Really, really good album right there. I'll definitely be talking about that next week. And a couple more. It was kind of a big day. We also got Rosebud's Revenge 2, The Bitter Dose by Rock Marciano, and Molly World by Rob Banks. And then moving forward a week, just yesterday, March 16th, we got some more big drops. We got Question Mark by XXXTentacion. I don't know how he wants me to. It's just a question mark. The symbol is the name of his album. So I'm going to call it Question Mark. I don't know what he really intends with that. That kind of came out of nowhere. That dropped. We got Elevators Act 1 and 2 by Bishop Nehru. We got A Strange Journey into the Unimaginable by MERS. Return of the Trill by Bun B. Back at Bernie's by Currency. And it was capped off by the newest drop by Prime, Prime 2. If some of you have been listening to the show, you remember I played their promo single Era when they dropped that with Dave East a few weeks ago. And the album lived up to the hype. It was phenomenal. One of the best albums of the year. My goal is to get, you know, two episodes out in the next week, week and a half here. And that way we'll catch right back up and I'll get to both those 2 weeks of music that I just referenced and we will be back on track. So look forward to those. Probably two more episodes coming out, like I said, in the next week, week and a half or so. And you can find episodes on whus.org/talk, on iTunes or on Apple Podcasts. You can also follow me on Instagram at hiphopenth, HIPHOPENTH, for more content. I try to post on there daily, whether it's album reviews, new music announcements, songs of the day, whatever I really want to talk about. It's fun, and that's probably the best way for you guys to reach out to me if you ever wanted to contact me or just talk music or whatever. That'd be cool. So that's all we got for the Hip Hop Enthusiast today. Hope you guys enjoyed it, heard some good music, and there's a lot of good stuff that just dropped, so go out and peep some of that, and I will catch you guys in a couple days or next week, whatever it may be. But until then, this is the Hip Hop Enthusiast. I'm Kyle French, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. Catch you next time. Peace.